it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sophie, you went to Lindenhurst recently to get a firsthand look at life 10 years after Sandy. What did you see?
Well, you know, I can remember 10 years ago when I was standing near the water there a few days after Sandy hit, and people actually helping me climb over pieces of homes that were on the ground, and the flooding was so bad you couldn't drive in certain areas. And, you know, now there are some just beautiful, beautiful homes that have been built and raised. For some, however, construction continues. I saw two houses still being raised under construction. Others say, you know what, they still have rebuilding, but smaller items like fences and stairs. They're smaller projects, but they still need to be finished on their homes. Most people still get very emotional when you speak to them. They remember that night. Some don't even want to talk about it. They're so emotional even 10 years later. They say it was scary and the loss is so great. Houses completely gone. And one story that I couldn't find the woman recently, but I remember her from 10 years ago. She was crying. She said she couldn't find her engagement ring, and it was in her jewelry box. All of a sudden, maybe about 10 minutes later, a man comes running with the jewelry box, and he found it two blocks away, and inside still the engagement ring. She found it, her house destroyed, but she got her ring back. So those sad tears changed to happy tears in front of my eyes.
Wow. All right, Sophia, thanks. That's WCBS's Sophia Hall on Long Island.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.